called.
He's coming sooner than you think.
Amen. Boy, it's good to have our visitors with us. Amen. The gentleman that called me on the phone, are you here, the one that called in? Yes, sir. Good to have you. Amen. Alrighty, great. Amen. Great to have you. And praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. And last week I preached on the coming, the promise of Jesus coming. And now this is what you call like a sequel, the next one. Like they make Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, you know. Well, this is second coming too, you know. And but he is coming sooner than you think. And I showed you last week about the promise of his coming. His promise is sure. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. And it doesn't matter what you and I think even. He's coming. Nothing's going to alter the coming of Jesus Christ. Well, let's stand. I'm going to read one verse to you. I will go over this map. I put this together. You can tell it's a preacher putting it together. But I want you to have something. I believe when people can see things, look up here now, I'm going to read it to you. If I can get you to understand the chronological order of things coming, in other words, things that are right in order, if I can get you to understand what this church is, what we call, we're pre-tribulation. We believe that the church is going to go out before the trib. If I can get you to understand the order of the sequences that's going to happen, your whole Bible will open up to you. And so people say, why does that guy keep harping on this? We have a lot of new Christians here, by the way. But it doesn't matter. Old Christians need to know this stuff, too.
Amen.
And now I'm gonna be saying some big stuff today, and I probably won't bring that back up too much because I don't want to scare people. But as a pastor, Mike, if a preacher really loves you, he's going to tell you what's going on.
Amen.
And so Amen. I'm going to say some things to you, and I'm not trying to scare you today. I've been here 19 years. You know I love you.
Amen.
I think we're all going to go up together. I really Amen. Believe that. Unless we eat too many McDonald's hamburgers. I had a kidney infection years ago when I was younger. The doctor said, he said quit drinking pop and eating those McDonald's hamburgers. But he was joking. I'm going to keep eating them. Had one last night, double quarter pounder. Amen. Oh, that, you say, oh, my lands. No, it was delicious. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. If we can get off the Big Mac and everything else, I'll get you up to the heavenlies, okay? Now, you that are visiting, we're not always like this. Sometimes we're worse.
Amen.
One scripture to start out with, Matthew chapter 24. And just look at verse 44. Matthew 24:44. Therefore, be ye also ready.
Amen.
Now, I told you last week, this in Matthew 24, in Mark chapter 13, these, and Luke 21, those are all tribulation passages. We're going up before the trib starts. Matter of fact, once we go up, the trib does start. So when you read this Matthew 24, it's talking about tribulation. It's talking about after we're gone. Now watch. This is what we're calling, Brother Coolidge, this is referring to the revelation of Jesus Christ when he literally comes down to earth. Okay. Therefore, be ye also ready. Hope you're ready. If you're not saved, you're not ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now I realize this is talking about the revelation. Not the rapture. But if we can see the things of the revelation coming, how much, and the rapture is 7 years before that, how close are we?
Amen.
I'm telling you, deacons, I'm making a statement. We're closer than we think.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, you've had this on my heart for a long time. And I've waited, Lord. I've waited till you gave me peace. And so, Lord, I pray today that Holy Spirit of God, go out and move everybody's heart. Let them see what I want them to see, Father, from you. And Lord, just what I want them to do is get an awareness that we're right at the coming of Christ. Holy Spirit, reveal to the saved people that it's sooner than people think. And I pray, dear God, for anyone that's here that doesn't know you, they're lost and on their way to hell. I pray today that you open up their heart and they'll see Christ and they'll trust Christ as their Savior and be eternally saved. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Last week was the promise of his coming. I shared with you about the coming. Look at your map I gave you. Remember last week I preached about his coming? And I told you, by the way, I made you a timeline. How do you like my timeline? Not bad for the preacher doing it. Amen?
Amen.
I believe in my heart that God works in numbers.
Amen.
So from Adam all the way up to the Jesus to the cross was about 4,000 years. Are you with me? Then from the cross till now, it's been about 2,000 years. So roughly 4 and 2, we've just about, of course, we don't know how good the Roman calendar is. We show 2009, so that would be 6009, but who knows? We might not. I personally don't believe we're exactly on that right calendar, because I believe in my heart, this is what I believe. I think I can prove it, but I can't, not today. I could prove it to you, but you'd be here a lot longer. So 1,000 years is one day is 1,000 years. God made man on the sixth day. Anyways, man, the number of man is 6, and the creation took 6 days, and then he rests on the seventh. One day is the Lord's 1,000 years, 1,000 years is 1 day. I believe every 1,000 is 1 day. If you're looking in relationship to the creation, 6,000 years would be 6 days. And then the millennium, the kingdom age, Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's the millennium, that's 1,000 years. But in between the rapture and the kingdom age, when Jesus comes back, there's 7 years called the tribulation. Of course, then we go out in eternity. There's no timeline then. But I try from Adam to the end of the millennium, I believe that's going to be 7,007 years. How many are with me? We are right, I believe, on your map. I believe we're right here, right? See with that arrow going up? what we call the rapture? That's where I believe we are. We're ready to be snatched up. We're ready to be taken up. The Bible says in a moment of a twinkling, blink your eyes. Blink your eyes. The Bible says it'll be that quick. In the moment of a twinkling of an eye. That's pretty quick, won't it? So when the trump of God blows, those that are saved, we're going to be taken up. We'll go up in the clouds with Jesus. By the way, after we're up in heaven, we'll be up there 7 years. In heaven, we'll be at the judgment seat of Christ, which is for just believers, not for salvation. You wouldn't be there if you didn't have salvation, but for our stewardship. And then after that 7 years is done, we're going to come back in the second coming, which is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's when he comes right to the earth. So we're going up, we're going to be in heaven for 7 years, and then we're coming back. And when we go up, it's called the rapture. The Bible calls it a mystery, and I'll show you why. And then when we come back 7 years later, it's called the revelation. Does everybody understand that? Okay, we're in what we call now the church age. Now, I noticed some things. In the rapture, we go up in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 says he's going to call us up in the clouds to meet with him in the air, and so shall we be with the Lord. So we know all they're saved are going up in the clouds. So on the second coming back, it's in two phases, two stages. The first part, he's just going to come when Jesus comes back. And I proved to you last week he is coming back. I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. And his first phase of his coming, of his second coming, he's just going to come down to the clouds of the earth to call up the saints of God. We're going to go back with him. We're going to get brand new bodies. We're going to judgment seat. We'll put crowns and everything. Amen? White throne judgment. No, the judgment seat of Christ. Then after that marriage supper of the Lamb. Then after marriage supper of the Lamb, we go down to Revelation. How many are still with me? Now, then I told you, and the second part is when Jesus, in the revelation of Jesus Christ, when he literally comes down to earth, Revelation chapter 19, 11 through 21, Zechariah 14, 4. Now, I want you to notice the passage of Matthew 24, 44 is referring to when Jesus comes back in his revelation, when he's coming back to the earth. How many are with me on that? Now watch. To the revelation of Jesus Christ when he returns to the earth to set up his 1,000-year kingdom age. Now, I want you to look real quickly with me at 1 Corinthians 15:51. I'm going to have to lay a foundation. I want to lay a foundation. Here is, I believe, the very next thing that's going to happen for the Christian. 51, chapter 15, verse 51. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. Doesn't call it a rapture. Behold, I show you, the word rapture is not in the Bible. That's, Christians have just used that to, because we're snatched up, we're raptured up, we're taken up. So we use that word rapture to say, we look for the rapture. The snatching up, the taking up. Behold, I show you a mystery, and I'm going to talk to you about that in 1 minute. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. I hope this really is the year of change, amen? Yeah, I'm talking about the change for 1 Corinthians 15:51. Look at verse 52. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. How many see that? I want to show you something. Notice it's a mystery. Why is it a mystery? Because the reason they call it a mystery there is because people are going to be snatched up in a moment of a twinkling eye. Look in a blink your eyes. Miss Mert, when Jesus comes in the clouds for the saints, and he's coming, and I believe it's real soon, and I believe it's in your life, in our lifetime. Matter of fact, I believe it could come right even while I'm preaching. That's how close I think we are. One moment, the saved people will be here. The next moment, we disappear, die. We're gone. People are going to be missing all over the world. All Christians will be. Can you imagine people driving their car at the time? A saved person, that car's going, hello. Can you guys, you talk about planes. God bless those poor people, the families that lost those dear ones. But there'll be people driving planes that are saved, Christians. That pilot, he'll be taken up in the rapture. You better be hope that there's another pilot there that can take the plane. But what I'm saying is, can you imagine the trains and the rails, everything? Can you imagine the chaos? They're going to be saying, what on earth is going on? Look up here now. You got to get this. And they're not going to see it. And they're not going to, they're not going to see us get snatched up. We're going to be instantly gone, Mark. But they're going to wonder, what on earth is going on? And they're going to say, wow, how did this happen? They'll make up, I believe what they'll do is they'll put in the paper, Martians came, UFOs, they took us out of here. That's what I believe they'll say. Because they've been preparing people for stuff like that. Are you with me? How many are still with me? Now watch. So we're how fast are we taking up? In a twinkling of an eye. That's pretty. General Electric says it's 11/100th of a second. That's pretty quick, isn't it? The lost world will not understand this when we're taking up, and they will not be a spectator of this. I'm saying this for a reason. In the rapture, only the saved people are going to be affected as far as seeing it and having it done. Lost people will still be here, and they will not see us gone. We're going to vanish right before them. Wow, what happened? Bible says those that could have been saved, the Bible says, I showed you in last week's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, God's going to send them a strong delusion. They'll believe a lie. So people that could have been saved before the rapture, there'll be a lot of people saved during the trib, but it was those people that never understood about Christ. But those that had the chance to get saved and knew it and denied, said no to Christ, the Bible says they're going to take the mark of the beast. God's going to give them a strong delusion. They're going to believe a lie. But now, let me show you something. Let me show you the two big differences. How are we going to be taken out? Twinkle of an eye. In Christ's revelation, look at Revelation chapter 1. I'm amazed. They're looking for Planet X. They're looking for all these big comets and asteroids. They keep an eye on, boy, I think they're going to hit the earth. I think they're going to hit the earth. I know they're going to hit the earth, buddy. I've read the book of Revelation. They're going to hit. But Brother Siebert, praise God, we're going to be gone. Let it hit, baby. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. I'm not going to be here. Now look, when Jesus comes back in his revelation, though, every eye is going to see him. Look at Revelation 1:7 and stay in the book of Revelation. Behold, he cometh with what? Clouds. And every eye, remember when he calls us up, he's in the clouds, but now he's coming back, and now he's coming in his revelation, not the mystery. He's coming back and he's going to touch earth. But they're going to actually see Christ coming from way off. Hello. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. All that's on the earth, they're going to look up and say, he's coming. And they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Well, see, the revelation is no secret. The revelation it's revealed to everyone. So the rapture, the mystery, we're snatched up. But the revelation, we come down. It's pretty exciting when you think about it. Amen? And so, by the way, don't turn to it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 talks about that. Jesus come back and every eye seeing him, even in there. In Matthew 24, again, we're talking about the revelation to the earth of Christ. But Christians are going to go up, remember, 7 years before the revelation. Look up here. If you can get this, you'll get what I'm preaching. We're going up here, those that are saved. 7 years later, the revelation. So, if you're saved, you're going up 7 years before the revelation happens, before Christ comes to the earth. How many get that? Now watch. So if we can see, stay with me now. So if we can see the tribulation passages and the kingdom passages start to come on the horizons in the day that we live, then we as Christians should know that if that's going to happen in the trib and the rapture happens before the trib, how close is the rapture? What I see now that's going on in our country and the world tells me the rapture is sooner than what people think. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back sooner than people think. Amen. I want you to look real quick. You in Revelation? I got to do this real quick. Revelation, first look at Revelation 3:10. I'm just going to read. You can follow with me. In Revelation 3:10, I know we're not going into tribulation because Jesus said in Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from that hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. He's talking about the great tribulation, and hallelujah, we that are saints, we're going to be taken out. Amen. Amen? Before it starts. Now, can I say something? But I think it's going to be even real bad even before it starts. Yeah. But it's like the one when Dr. Jimmy said, you ain't seen nothing yet, honey. When the tribulation starts, the Bible says it's the worst time that the world will ever know, ever, in all history of mankind. Look at Revelation 4:1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open. Circle that. A door was open in heaven. Heaven opened. See that? Open heaven? How many see that? And the first voice which I heard was as a trumpet. What did it say in Thessalonians? The trump of God? What did it say in Corinthians? Trump of God? Are you with me? Come up hither. Come on up. Jens, come on up. Jens, are you ready? Come on, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That's the rapture. Then when you start chapter 6 and all the way through up to 19, that's all about tribulation. It's all in order. How many are still with the preacher? Now, remember now, we go up in 4:1. Look at your map again. We're going up in 4:1, and now we're going to be gone. And the worst time after we go, there's going to be the worst time ever happened in this world, the tribulation, 7 years. Are you still with me? Now, look at Revelation 19:11. Don't worry, I'm going to start laying some stuff on you, so fasten your seatbelt. just trying to prepare you so you can understand where you're at. Look at Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. I saw heaven open. Oh, where did we just read that heaven opened? For one. So heaven opens in 4:1, Brother Carl, Brother David. Heaven 4:1, we go up. 19:11, heaven opens again. We're going back down. It opens 4:1, we go up. It opens again. We're coming back down. But this time we're coming back down in the revelation. Are you still with me? I saw heaven open, a white horse. He that sat upon it was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he just judged and make war. You ain't kidding, buddy. The blood's going to be up as high as the horse's bridle. Five feet high in a river of 200 miles of blood. That's a lot of people. I told you last week that there's over 6 billion people in the world, over 6 billion. And I told you that when you study the scripture in Revelation, if I understand it all, over two-thirds of the world's population will be destroyed during the tribulation. That's over 4 billion people, if I understand it. Are you still with me? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of blood, isn't it? You ought to read the book of Revelation this week. It'll show you all the judgments and the vials and the seals and the judgments. It'll tell you how the water's going to turn to blood and all. Great hell, they call it talents. Big talents, over 100 pounds dropping down to earth. I'm going to tell you, people are going to be terrified. His eyes were a flame of fire. His head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. Jesus. That's Jesus. And the armies, look at verse 14. And the armies which are in heaven, that's us, were following with them on white horses. The cavalry, just like the cowboys, remember? The good guys are coming. Jesus leading the way on white horse. And the armies which were in heaven followed upon white horses, clothed, watch, in fine linen, white and clean. Fellow says, I don't think those are saved people. Oh, well then look at, are you in still 19? Look at verse 7 and 8. Of Revelation 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. There's going to be a marriage supper lamb. We're going to eat up in heaven. Hallelujah. Probably have Siciliana pizza on there. I don't know. We're going to have some good stuff, or Guido's, or some. It'll be an Italian pizza, I guarantee you. Some kind of bread. It's the nicest stuff. It's a manna from heaven. And the armies which are, look at verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, that's the bride of Christ. Romans 7:4 says, you're married to another, Christians. Romans 7:4, you're married to another, even to him that's raised from the dead. We're the bride of Christ. Are you with me? And his wife made herself ready. Now watch. And her, the bride, those people are saved, was granted that she should be arrayed in what? Fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteous of the saints. And what's that army wearing in verse 14? They're wearing the fine linen that they were given to from Christ. Don't lose 19, but look at Jude, the little book right before Revelation. This is a revelation of when Jesus comes back. How many of you have ever heard the word Armageddon? They're all going to meet, Revelation 16:6, they're all going to meet together in a place called Armageddon. All the armies of the world are going to meet there around Jerusalem, and Jesus is going to put a hurt to them. He's going to whoop them, boy. I've been in some fights. I'm going to tell you, I ain't never been one like that. He's going to whoop them. I'm going to be glad, too. I'm going to say, sick them. By the way, we're not going to do nothing. It's all going to be him. We're just going to be bystanders and cheering, yay, we win. Boy, I'm glad I'm saved, because I hate to lose. Can you imagine being lost and being losing forever in hell? Boy, that'd burn me up, wouldn't it? Think about that. Look at verse 14. Forever losers. Now that the agony and the separation from God is even greater than that. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, I'm in, are you in Jude with me? Verse 14. He prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of a saint."
Wow.
That's us. That's Revelation 19. And why is he coming, verse 15? To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among all them that are ungodly deeds. And they have ungodly committed all their hard speeches with ungodly sinners and have spoken against him. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is coming soon. By the way, he's going to come back. He's going to put down that evil crowd. And then he's going to set up a whole 1,000-year kingdom. He's going to reign on this earth. I ain't got time to preach that today, but you can read about it in Revelation chapter 20. It tells you all about it. Now, are you still with me? Now, I want us to look. He's coming soon. I want us to think about some thoughts here before we go home. I want us to think about the Antichrist. I want us to think about the one world government. I want us to think about the cashless society. I want us to think about the one world religion. I want us to think about the mark of the beast. Okay? Now, just Matthew 24:36 says, "That day and hour no man knoweth." I don't know the day Christ is coming back. And by the way, no one else does either. So if they write a book, don't buy it. They don't know it. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Look at Revelation 13, and then from now on, I'll just stay right there, and I won't quote you no more. This is a familiar scripture. Revelation 13, verse 15 through 18. Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to try to explain some things to you. I'm going to show you some things. Some things I'm going to show you, I know several of you have never seen before. I know you haven't. I'm not here to scare you. And the things I'm showing you might not ever come to pass while we're alive. But what I want you to understand is what I'm going to show you today. By the way, you can look everything up. I ran things off. You can look all this stuff I'm telling you off the internet. If you have a computer, you can go to the internet and put these things in. I'm not making this stuff up. If you have a shortwave radio, you might want to keep it. I'll tell you why later. Look at Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 through 18. "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. That image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image or the beast should be killed." If you don't get the mark of the beast during the tribulation, we say people won't be here. You're going to get your head cut off. And it says that. I don't have time, but it does say they're beheaded for me. And look at verse 16. Here's what I want you to get. "And he," by the way, they're bringing back the guillotine. And it's going to be in use. "And he causes all, this Antichrist and the system of the Antichrist, he causes all, both small and great," I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're a pauper or the king, "rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man buy or sell, save he had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man, and the number is 666. 666. Are you still with me? This world system that's soon to come will make people take that mark of the beast on their right hand or their foreheads. And if you don't, you cannot buy or sell. In other words, you can't live. Because by that time, there'll be no, it'll all be electronic, cashless society. So everything that you do, you have to do electronically. And if you don't have that mark, you can't, you go to a store and you say, "Well, you got to have the mark or we can't sell the groceries to you." Hello? They're just going to scan your mark. And the money in your bank account will be taken out. Are you still with me? By the way, we already have that electronic banking. You say, "Preacher, this could not happen to the people in America. Our country would never allow this to take place." Well, let me just give you something to think about. By the way, you better put your seatbelt on. I'm about ready to let it fly. How far away are we from the mark of the beast in 2009? Could it really ever happen in America? Well, we know one thing. Everything we do now is in the electronic age. I mean, your emails, electronic. By the way, because of Homeland Security, and I'm not against Homeland Security, but they check emails every day. Big Brother's watching you. They have certain words. If something pops up, by the way, they're watching me. Matter of fact, can I say this to you? I even know, and I know you. Some of you are going to crinkle at me, and some of you are going to laugh at me. That's all right. God knows I love you. I do. You don't understand what my heart's for you. I know that me and all the fundamental Baptist preachers are already, and Bobby knows them, we're targeted. We're already targeted. Because, see, once this happens, they got to stop people from getting taken out the truth. Because truth makes people free. So what they do is they silence truth. So all the fundamental preachers today are on a mark. They've already got us on the list. I could even be repercussions for this message. I almost said to John, don't put it on there, but you know, put it out there. They're going to get me anyways. I'd rather try to reach some people. But what are they going to do, threaten me with death? Heaven? Everything you do is by is electronic or computers. This is old news here. You know, in Brussels, Belgium, the largest computer, it's huge. I think it's 2 or 3 stories. I think it's 100 feet, 200 feet high, 50 feet long. I can't remember. It's huge. It's the largest computer in the world, Brussels, Belgium. By the way, they call it the beast. All the electronical things of the whole world can be put in this thing. By the way, ironically, Brother Bob, they made it in a shape of a cross. Oh, just a coincidence. Antichrist. And so they would control all men's purchases on the earth through the computer system. Are you still with me? By the way, this is old stuff here. This is back from the 80s. This is not, you know. But then think about this. Your phone calls, they can monitor all your phone calls. They monitor all your emails. The government knows almost everything you purchase now. They know everywhere you go and what you buy and the amounts you buy. We have the barcodes. Don't worry, I'm telling you stuff you know right now. When you get down these couple more pages, though, then you're going to say, uh-oh, he did tell me. Are you still with me? Amen. You have the barcodes. Everything has a barcode on it because they can track everything and how much they have. Are you still with me? Then Big Brother's tracking us with the RFID. That's on a frequency about 500. Are you with me? Frequency? How many are with me? Yeah, it's everything. You're tracking your Chevrolet cars. Everywhere you go, it's a frequency that no matter where you go, by the way, they put them on cattle. By the way, here it is. By the way, just take your computer and throw these things in. They put them in all the cattle. Hello? And then they came out with, then they start putting these little chips in the animals, the dogs. And then around 2007, FDA approved the Vera chip, where they put the planted chip, the RFID chip, in people. And there are people all over the world right now that have got chips in their hand. And all they do is scan it, and they can tell you. They'll tell you everything about. By the way, they said during the 911, one of the people that were in that fire and everything, they found him because of the RFID chip. Hello? Hello? You say, wow. That means when they make me put this chip in, and they will, it might not, by the way, you know what they call this on a stock market? You know what the name, what they use, the symbol? Chip. CHIP. It's just a tiny little thing that, you don't even know it's there. Hello? This has been around for a while. How many are still with me? So you've got, you can't go nowhere, and you can't call nobody because they got all your calls traced. You can't email anybody because they got your emails traced. You can't, this is amazing. How many's got either a Giant Eagle card or an IGA card? I got one of each. Every time, because we want those fuel perks. Hello? Every time you go, though, they have a record with your name, when you purchased it, what you purchased, and how much, and where at. See, you can't go anywhere without Big Brother watching over you. Then let me tell you about the scanners, the cameras, the surveillance cameras. You know, you think you're not being watched. You're being watched. Now, don't. You'll find out someday. This old man's not telling you a bunch of phonies. I'm telling you the truth. There's surveillance cameras everywhere. Not just the stores. They got them on the streets. They got them on the turnpikes. They got them look. When that man, I don't know, was it 2-3 months ago? It could be 6 months ago. I don't know. Remember that man got hit in the, I think it was in New York. He got hit by a car, and they just laid there, and no one would help him, and they showed bystanders. They didn't get that from a, they didn't get that from a video camera. They got that from all the cameras that were on that street. I saw a strip the other day, Brother Coolidge, in London, England. They said they had over, just in London, they have over 300 cameras, and they showed a guy getting on the subway, the little train that they ride to come in. They picked him up, Eddie, with that on the pictures. They followed him all the way to where he worked. They followed him to where he went to the restaurant to eat. They had pictures of everywhere he went. I'm going to tell you right now, you say, I could run. Go ahead and try. I'm talking about America, 2009. I'm talking about right now. Boy, I got to get, by the way, it's going to get better as I go. Barcodes, RFID tracking, the chip, camera surveillance everywhere. Now, then I want to bring up some other things. You're going to see this year. And by the way, I'm going to throw this in because I might forget to. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi had in that thing with them for Friday that they voted in, that package. By the way, did you know that by law, you have to give, they were supposed to give those senators and congressmen 48 hours? Do you know they voted on a Friday and they gave them on Thursday? And it was so thick they could never read it, they couldn't get near reading it all. Don't tell me. And by the way, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. We have a crooked, we have great problems in our government. I love America. Please, I love America. I'm telling you right now, America's in trouble. And I don't know all that's, we'll find out. I heard last night late on the radio that they're going to let the aliens become a citizen within 6 months, all the aliens. And if they've been here 2 years, they can become part of the army. That's what I thought I heard last night. But let me tell you what's going to be in there. Remember I talked to you about truth and the importance of getting truth out? They're beating their drums on this, and this will probably happen in 2009. The fairness doctrine. The fairness doctrine. See, they want everything to be balanced. See, they want the queers to be able to say they're all right to have their same-sex marriages, but they don't want the fundamental Bible believers to say, no, that's an abomination to God. Right. See, they want the liberals to be able to say their things, but they don't want the conservatives to say, no, we need to have more righteousness and we need to go to the right and be more conservative and get back to God. The largest Christian radio broadcast stations in our country are so concerned they didn't get a chance to fight it. Because I think we're going to find out it was in that in that bill that they passed? We'll find out. You know, because they hid it. They ran it through. They ran it through. What are they hiding? The fairness doctrine. What that's going to do is it's going to shut down all your fundamental preaching on the radios.
Yeah.
It's going to shut down even your conservatives like Rush Limbaugh. Anybody to the far to the right, they're going to shut them down. Hello? And when the people can't hear truth, hello? That's why you're going to have a shortwave radio pretty soon. You might want to buy one because you're pretty soon, and I hope this doesn't happen before the rapture, but you might. And you might be having to go listen to Europe to hear what's going on in America. Next thing I want to talk to you about is the Merrill. By the way, they're proposing to have this by 2010. They want this. I've got it in writing. They want this to be done. Look up here. I want you to get on your internet and go put these things in there and look them up. A Merrill, the unification of Mexico, United States, and Canada. They're going to merge our three countries. That's why they don't care about spending all this money now. They're trying to get it down as low as the Mexican peso.
Right.
Folks, we better wake up.
Yes.
And you older people, you better listen to me, because on that thing that they want a package for your health, If you need surgery or something, and they're going to say, how much does it cost, and how old are you? And if you're too old, they're going to say, no, he's too old, or she's too old. It's not a good investment.
Right.
You're going to die.
Yep, right.
I'm glad I said that.
Yeah.
But you got, and there's the United States, Mexico. That's why they're not closing the borders.
Right.
That's why they're letting them come in by the millions.
Yep.
You want a place to run? Go to Mexico. There's nobody down there. They're all up here. By 2010, you're going to have a coins. Now, I'm not making fun of Mexican people. I'm just saying that's what's happening to our country. So we got the banking. We got the barcodes. We got the RF tracking, the camera surveillance. You got the FDA chip already going in. You got the fair doctrines coming. You have the Merrill. That's by they want to have that by the year 2010. This is 9, so 9, 10. Then, hold on to your seat. Hold on to your seat. In Atlanta, Georgia, this is I even got a picture of one. You can go there. They'll show you videos. If you just put FEMA, who takes care of our country, FEMA caskets or coffins. Did you know that America, in just Atlanta, Georgia itself, just by themselves, just in Atlanta, there's other places too, but just in Atlanta, Georgia, there's over 500,000 caskets, plastic caskets, ready to be used. I wonder what they're going to use them for. They must think there's going to be a catastrophe. By the way, did you know the Illuminati, by the year 2015, there's 300 million people in America right now. There's 300 million people in America right now. I read print, the Illuminati, which they're behind all this, and I can't go into it with you today other than to tell you what I know. The Illuminati, by 2015, wants to reduce the population of America to 134 million. So they, within the next 5 to 6 years, they want to cut our whole population in half. 500. Why don't you look up there? By the way, I had servicemen. You just look it up. Put in FEMA. Put FEMA coffins. I'm not making this stuff up. Wonder what they're using. Wonder what's going on. You better get, listen, you can keep your head in the stinking ground like the ostrich and let it run over, or you can, by the way, this don't scare me. It tells me I'm running out of time, and I need to go soul winning.
Yeah.
This tells me, Brother Eddie, if I'm going to get people saved, I better get them saved now, because time's running out. Time's running out.
Amen.
Jesus is coming sooner than you think.
Amen.
I'm not done yet. FEMA. Put it in there. Concentration camps. They say there's over six. I've even heard up to 800. FEMA has got 800 concentration camps all through America. In Ohio, by the way, Brother Billy, they're putting one in by Lima, by the old stone quarry on I-75. They got one in Cleveland. They got one in Columbus, and they got one in Cincinnati in the state of. I got all the states, by the way. They are manned. They're empty right now. They're manned with soldiers. They're ready to put people in. Are you still with me? Because I'm not done yet. I'll tell you in just a few minutes. Maybe you. They have railroad access. By the way, I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised they'd use Route 5. The run of ours. Because all what they're doing, I've got pictures. I'm not playing a game with you. We better wake up and smell the roses. Amen. You say, I'm not coming back to that church. That guy's off his rocker. Go ahead, but at least I'm when you stand before God, I'll say he'll say, well, he told me. And I'm not going to beat the drum all the time. But I'm beating it today because I want you to know. Then the blood's not on my hands. They'll have a place, Andy. By the way, all the ones they have, they all have huge fences with barbed wire fence, concentration camp. They have it where a railroad, so they can bring people in the back. Hello? And by the way, they have 3 Decker cars right now. They're white. And they got handcuffs all the way down the thing where they're going to transport people. There it is. Check it out. Railroad cars to transport human beings. 3 high. Yeah. Okay. See? Are you glad I'm telling you now? It's going to blow your mind out. It's depressing. There's some more. They're white. Are you still with me? They have temporary jail cells on wheels. Are you still with me? Getting quiet now, isn't it? See, all the president has to do is call martial law. And then the U.S. concentration camps with FEMA and RX-84 program takes an effect. Stay with me. I'm not done. Are you aware of the thousands of UN troops in America? Folks, I'm not a radical. You know me. I love America. You've been with me for 19 years. I'm just an old fundamental Baptist preacher. Amen. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not trying to scare you. By the way, it's depression. I went through a lot of depression and learned all about this stuff. By the way, after you learn, get away from it, because if you don't, it'll blow your mind and get you down where you say, dear God, what in the world is going to happen? But what it's done for me is I've got away from it, and I just said, I'm going to win all the people I can because time's running out. The hourglass is running out. America. Now, we've got a couple of soldiers in our church. They might know something about this. I don't know. But George Bush said the U.S. is prepared to make available, when he was the president, our bases and lands for multinational field exercises. Formerly defunct Fort Dix in New Jersey is turned over, used by the United Nations, and converted to a base for the U.N. In New Jersey, we have, and by the way, it's free. We don't charge them. So you have a base in New Jersey with U.N. people, but that's not all. That's not all. That's why, by the way, the Fairness Act, the fairness thing, that's your First Amendment. We have a right to speech, fair speech. They're going to take that away. Then the next thing is we have a right to bear arms. Yeah. See, the Founding Fathers, no doubt they hunted, but that isn't why they put it in there. The Founding Fathers knew if we had a crazy government went out of hand, and if they took all the guns, they couldn't defend yourself. The next thing you're going to see also is they're going to take your guns away. By the way, that's why people are buying guns and shells right now in a frenzy, because they know soon they're going to take them away. It's really quiet in here, isn't it? This is pretty sobering, isn't it? Now, no such if they have all the guns, how can we stand against them? But guess what? Well, you say, well, our soldiers from America, they'd never come and take Americans. They're not going to have to. They got the Russians and the Germans and all kinds of people here to take us. There's a UN base in Fort Nix, New Jersey, rent-free. There are 19,000 United Nations Organization troops in Fort Polk, Louisiana, with French and Pakistan's two battalions. In NAPA, California Centennial reports, 50,000 National Guard and United Nations organized troops based near Barstow, California. And they're on hand in case there's rioting in Los Angeles, California. Southern California says that there's, in San Diego, there's another 22,000 combat-ready UN troops stationed. There's thousands of Russian troops are stationed in secret military bases in Nevada. By the way, they've got in Nevada, in Colorado, they've got underground things, eight things down below the ground. By the way, they have hundreds of them all over America, and they're stashing these UN troops in them. What's America need all kinds of foreign troops in our country? You better wake up. Don't get mad at the preacher. By the way, I'm not mad. Jesus is coming back sooner than what you think. Supposedly, they're going to brainwash the American people to believe that it was an organization that bring world peace instead of world tyranny and slavery. There's 43,000 United Nations battle group stationed in Texas, the Panhandle of Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Anchorage, Alaska. 14,000 troops dispersed in that area. 20,000 man contingent. Once again, UN troops were kept in a state of alert in Ruby Ridge. Remember when they went and got that? They had 20,000 people ready to take it. I'm not making this stuff up. You can laugh at me what you want. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me keep reading. In Ohio, Camp Perry outside Toledo, Sandusky area, where the Cedar Point is, not too far from Cedar Point, Port Clinton. Camp Perry site renovated, once used as POW camp to house German and Italian prisoners, World War II. Some tar paper covered huts built for housing. These prisoners are still standing. And recently, the construction of multiple 200-man barracks have replaced most of the huts. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, FEMA detention facilities, data needed. Lima, FEMA detention facility. Another facility located and near Old Stone Quarry near Interstate 75, and they all have access to rail properties, and it's got every state. Now let me just say this: it just goes on. You say they could never do this, preacher, really? If the president would declare martial law today, executive order 1094 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control all highways and seaport. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize control of all communications and media. Executive Order 10997 allows all the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, vehicles, any kind of total control over all the highways, seaways, and airways, and waterways. Hello? Is anybody hearing me? Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11, by the way, what did they say you couldn't buy or sell without the mark? Revelation? Yeah. Allow the Executive Order 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11,001 allows the government to take over health, all health, education, and welfare functions. I'm going to tell you, it just goes on and on. I'm telling you right now, Jesus is coming soon. You don't realize what's going on in America. Most people don't realize it. Then most of you don't want to know it because it's too frightening. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus is coming soon. And there's a lot more, but I'm going to stop because the Lord just said, I've said enough. If you don't believe me, that's I can't do nothing about it, but I told you. And Brother Bobby, there's a whole lot more they don't know, do they? By the way, I've seen these detention cars on video. I tried to. There were two detention camps on the video. They removed them. There were two. You could go up and look at two sites of detention camps. They removed them from the websites. Now, I'm not saying this to scare you. I love America. I'm red, white, and blue. I'm telling you, and I'm not telling you this is going to happen tomorrow. And maybe it will never happen till after the rapture happens. But what I want you to understand is this. It's if it wanted to take place, everything is ready right now. How many understand what preacher's telling you? Everything is ready right now. And by the way, when that happens, we're going up. I'll keep you from that hour. We're heading for that. By the way, I said this, and I'll have to close. I preached on Gog and Magog last Wednesday. Get the tape. I told you, I showed all those countries that are going against Israel. The United States is never mentioned. At least I don't see it. I personally don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see it. But see when they blend. Do you get what they're doing when they blend Canada and Mexico and America? The United States has lost their sovereignty. Now we're just in North America. There is no more United States. They have multi-thousands. By the way, they've got multi-Russian heavy equipment. By the way, they're white. They're white and they got painted on UN in black. Watch for them. Hundreds and hundreds of armored equipment brought in. And they're in the United States. They're in Pennsylvania. They're in Colorado. They're in, you name it, Tennessee. It's all over America. All they're waiting for is the commander-in-chief to say martial law. By the way, don't get mad at Mr. Obama. I'm not. He's just a player. See, God's got a plan. Folks, this is all in God's plan. This is all in God's plan. He's preparing for the coming of Christ. So all this has got to happen. Thing is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you here today? If you're not saved, you're not ready. And Christian, if you've got friends and family that are lost, you're not ready because they're not ready. Christian, if you're not living for God, you need to start living for God. Because Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Heavenly Father, I tried to show people. Lord, I didn't try to scare them. I think people need to understand. They got to have truth. They can't be ignorant to what's going on. Lord, I know some of them are probably scared, but I didn't want to put fear in them. I just wanted to put knowledge. So, Lord, I pray today that if there's lost people here, that they'll see the need for Christ. They'll see that if they don't get saved, they'll take the mark of the beast and they'll be damned forever. And Lord, I pray Christians would see that the time's running out. If we're going to do something for Christ, we've got to do it now. Time is running out. Jesus is coming sooner than people think. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved." Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. You may put it down. Now, I said some scary things here today, but that's all right. The reason I got saved back in 1969 is because I was worried I was going to go down and go to hell, and I got down on my knees and I asked Christ to save me. You're here today, and you might have got your socks scared off you. That's all right. That's good. because you're hearing truth. You say, preacher, I really don't know if I'm saved. And I sure don't want to be left behind. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Would you pray for me? Just raise that hand. I've never asked Christ to save me. Yes. Who else? Yes, I see that. Who else? Yes, I see that. Yes, I see that. God bless you, sir. Ruthie and Coolidge and Robin, those soul winners, we're going to need some soul winners up here. People are going to get saved today. You that can win people to Christ, you come. And who else? Preacher, I don't want to, preacher, I don't understand everything you're saying, but I know one thing. I want to get Jesus in my heart. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to be left behind when the rapture happens. Pray for me. Yes, God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. That was an important thing to say. Who else? If you hear a message like this and you're not affected, I don't know what else could affect you. He's coming soon. Are you ready? I'll bet there was 5 or 6 hands that were raised. Need to be saved. I'm going to pray for you right now. Before I pray for the lost, how about you Christians? How many would say, Pastor, I've got family or friends that are lost, and I never witnessed to them, and I got to witness to them now. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, 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 all over the building. God bless you. Would you go back and talk to them this week and today? Tell them, time's running out. Time's running out. Maybe you're here today and you're saved, but you've not been living for God. You say, preacher, I don't want to be ashamed when Jesus comes. I've not been living for him. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes. Yes. God bless you. Yes. Heavenly Father, I did all that I could. It's up to you, Holy Spirit. I pray that you'll bring people to the saving knowledge of Christ. I pray you'll convict all us as Christians to be a soul winner. God, help us have souls on our mind day and night. Help us to know that time's running out. Jesus is coming sooner than people think, even Christians. And Lord, I pray for those that are lost. I pray, dear God, that they'll come and get saved today. Please, save them. Don't let them leave here without being saved. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Eddie and Lizzie, would you be up here too? You want to be saved? You just come right now. What page are you on, Mark? 17. You Christians, why don't you come up and pray for that lost person? Why don't you come up and pray for that lost person? God, give me wisdom how to reach them. Coming sooner than you think. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. Now several of you raised hands that you wanted to be saved, and I prayed for you. If you raised your hand, would you look up to me? Just look up to preacher. You meant that, didn't you, ma'am? Why don't you come right now? This lady will show you how to get saved. That's right, come on. Just step out. That's right, amen. You meant that, didn't you, sir? I know you did. Come on. That's right, get saved. Brother Coolidge, here's a gentleman coming to be saved. Who else? Who else said, preacher, I want to be saved? Just raise your hand. Let me see you. Preacher, I want to be saved. I know there was 5 or 6. I counted 5 or 6 people. You can deal with that lady right there, Lizzie. Who else? Pray for me. You come right now. Don't put it off. Oh, I'll do it some other time. No, you won't. You only come when God calls. You only come when God calls to you. You say no to God, he might never call again. The rapture happens, and because you know you're lost, you didn't trust Christ, you'll say, I'll know you told the truth. No, God's going to send you a strong delusion. You're going to believe a lie. You're going to get the mark. You'll be damned forever. We're going to sing one more verse. If you want to be saved, you come right now.